Welcome to the daily VFN radio highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy. Today, more and more, we're getting, you know, in this, when you go buy a product or you're thinking about buying a particular product, you go online and you start looking at people, how they evaluated that product. They tried it, they got it, they took it out of the box, and they just kind of share their, you know, the customers evaluate the product and services of that particular company. It's kind of pretty much how it started.
Give reviews.
And give reviews on it. And then, and it kind of, we read it like it's the gospel sometimes. Like, oh my goodness, this is great. You know, we go right to the one that has five stars, to go right to the ones that have one star. You know, why did you put a one star down, right? And then, you know, it got to the next level of where people started evaluating and giving reviews on individuals and companies who provided services, like painters and carpenters and I believe like Angie's List and people like that, that are out there to be able to evaluate and give reviews on, you know, painters. So, quote, you can pick a good painter. And then it's got as far now where students are giving reviews on teachers in universities where they're all talking about their particular professor and their teacher, and they're evaluating them. And it's an amazing, you know, what I've seen is, you know, where you hear or you read a ranting from a Christian, a public posted ranting about a stupid product or a service that was rendered on their Facebook or on that company's feedback page. And it's like, you know, you blew your whole testimony of God while you're dogging this company out. It's like, really? Over what? Over Cheerios? I mean, what was that about? You really? I mean, isn't there a way to say something as a Christian that we can say things in a constructive way and talk about the good parts of a particular business and a company, and then and acknowledge that? You know, I was reading one review about a thing that had to be put together, and the person that wrote it has no idea. You can read it and find out. Obviously, they didn't read the directions. They're saying things like the screws weren't long enough, and this didn't fit together, and they're just like, I'm ignorant.
I didn't read.
You know, I didn't read and find out this screw don't go in that hole. And but you know, people love that. Oh man, yeah, that's great, that's wonderful. But listen, I got to ask you this question. You know, in that critical spirit that's been used quite often, and they're literally, I believe, they're suing people who put things up today, and pressing charges. It's civil law. But they're saying they're putting up bad reviews, trying to destroy a company, something that wasn't true. And they're giving this kind of review about it. You can destroy a business.
Wow.
And if you really care about your business, you care about your customers, and, you know, and I've had businesses where, you know, the customer's always right, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
You're right.
I do.
We won't talk about that. But the, because that's where your customers, where you get your, you know, that's, you give them a product or a service, and they give you finances for it, and that's how it works. They might like you, but they want a good product and a good service. And without the customer coming in and purchasing your product, you're not going to have a business. You just got a good idea. And so you want a good review. You would want somebody to talk. So you want to make it right. Something happened. You say, well, how can I make this right? You know, let me just, you know, what do I got to give you to resolve this? You know, do you need the product? What do you need? You know, I want to make it right with you, because obviously you got offended at the way we were doing business, or the product didn't make it, and you want to resolve the issue. And that's the reason what you should do as an owner, especially as a Christian owner. But the spirit about just jabbing at a business because it's some lousy piece of something that you bought, and we got 85% of the storage buildings in the world or in America, I mean, we got stuff. And just blasting this poor business owner, just blasting them because you couldn't get a screw in a hole, or they did the box was broken when it got there. I mean, just tell them the box is broken. You don't have to ruin your testimony by telling the whole world that, you know, UPS messed your box up. I mean, they can't help that they're getting it to you, how they're getting it to you. But think about this. This will really help you out. This will really help you out when you think about putting reviews up on your teacher. Think about this. Think about this. Okay, I'll tell you what. Right now, that my husband has a public review on me, and he's going to post up before the whole world what kind of wife I am, what kind of mother I am. Or your husband has a pub review, and your husband's going to pub, your wife has a pub review, and she's going to do the same for her husband. Well, he's kind of good. Don't pick up his socks, you know, and he, you know, he's a good provider, but he doesn't talk much. Thank God I do talk. And then, you know what I'm saying? All that kind of stuff's going on. Or think about your kids evaluating you as parents. Oh, my goodness, they spend all their money on themselves, and they don't think about me, and they don't help me with my homework, and the whole world sees how flawed you are. Mm-hmm. Or think about your parents evaluating you as their kids. Oh, my God, narcissist. We're revolving around them. You know, all they think about is my birthday. Your birthday's in 12 months. Let's just get a break for a moment. Let's get a break. 12 months away. But you know what I'm saying? And imagine them evaluating you. Every time you start to evaluate a review, let's just tell it like it is. Every time you start to judge someone, understand, get ready. This is what Jesus said in Matthew chapter 7, verse 1. He says, do not judge, or you too will be judged. It's unfair for you to think that you could say that thing about that business or that company or that person or that book or that individual and not think you're going to get some backwash on that. Mm-hmm. And we're not like, I mean, it's getting more and more out there. I mean, get ready. I mean, you're going to get reviews. You know, the thing is, are you living your life before God that your reviews in heaven are good? Mm-hmm. Do not judge, or you too will be judged. For in the same way you judge others, you will be judged with what measure you use. What measure you use, it will be measured unto you. Mm-hmm. So when you're ranting and raving over, you know, Nabisco product, you know, because a cookie was bad,
all right,
understand that's how you're going to be dealt with. Hmm. But there is a way to say, you know what? Obviously, this is company's been around for 40 years, 50 years, a solid provider of jobs in our community. Have done some wonderful things. I looked at their website. They got some great community things they got going on. But there was a little thing with this particular product, but I contacted them, and they made it right. I mean, that's beautiful. Yeah. I mean, you're being honest, and you're saying that that's how you want to be treated. You're supposed to treat others the way you want to be treated. And he says, listen, why do you, verse 3, why do you look at the speck of sawdust in that business's eye? Why do you look at the speck of sawdust in that poor painter man's labor? Why do you, speaking of specks, right? You missed a spot. Why do you look at a speck of sawdust in your brother's eye and pay no attention to the plank in your own eye? How can you say to your brother, let me take care of the speck in your company. Let me take care of the speck out of your eye. Let me take it out of your eye. When all the time there is a plank in your own eye. You hypocrites, first take care of the plank in your own eye, and then you will see clearly how to remove the speck from your brother's eye. Listen, when you take Jesus' perspective on this, it helps you to understand, listen, ever how I treat other people is how I'm going to be treated. And so before you start dogging them out, think about how you want to be treated in your life. Mm-hmm. It's really easy. It's a good rule of thumb. You know, the golden rule is treat others the way you want to be treated, right?
That's right.
And it's like, do you really want people to treat you that way? That's sure not nice. And then you think about, if you've never been a business owner, talk to people that have been business owners. It's not easy. That's why not a lot of people are doing it. 3% of the world, or 3% of America, employs the other 97%. Become an owner, then you can relate. It's not as easy because you got to hire people. You are a people yourself. You're human beings providing a product or a service, and everything's moving and changing, and it just everything's just fluctuating, and they're trying to stay consistent in their product delivery and their product service they're providing. And you can really empathize with how that's going and realize don't shoot down their entire existence because you got one bad product. You know, try to work it out before you start going publicly and putting something on that particular company. And there's some companies out there that make money on pointing out bad things about businesses and companies and those type of things. Realize we got to get back to a place of integrity. As Christians, we should be no posts. And I encourage you right now, if you have posts out there for some companies and on your Facebook where you're putting down a product or a company or a customer, you know, and that's not the way you want to be treated, and that's not the way you want to be judged. You know, I encourage you to go delete it, remove it from your Facebook, remove it from the product. Go hunt up all your little Amazon little things you put out there and all these little things and to say, is that how I want to be evaluated? Because I believe the day's coming that everybody's going to have a review page here on earth. But I know in heaven, we're all going to have a review page.
Oh, yeah.
And it needs to be covered with humility, because whatever measure we use in our reviews of others is the measure God's going to use in the reviews of us. You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program. Don't forget to share them with your friends. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.